Well, it's time for a special housekeeping edition of the Shaunaki. I'm going to answer your most asked question and appeal to you for some help in spreading the word about the podcast. But I promise it won't be dull, for in true Shaunaki fashion, there's a good story for each part. But first things first, thank you. Your support has been overwhelming. From the bottom of my ink-stained heart, thank you. Writing is lonely work, but the feedback and comments that have poured in keep me going. I'm a simple creature. I do respond to praise and flattery, and I'm very happy that people are enjoying the Shaunaki. The question I've gotten the most is, what's it like to write a new story every week? Is it scary? Do you worry about running out of material? The short answer is no. The long answer is a good story. I'm not afraid of writing a new piece each week. What I'm afraid of is a small marble statue that sits on my desk. You see, on my desk I have a bust of Homer. If it seems a terrible affectation, then let me say this. I adore Homer. For me, he is the first, best teller of tales. A clear draft of story, replete with wine-dark seas, the swirling blackness of death, the rage of Achilles, and the twists and turns of Odysseus. Homer is on my desk as an inspiration and a warning. He's a reminder that in writing there is no junior varsity, no farm teams, no AAA ball. The great writers are still very much on the field, and they loom menacingly over any rookie player brave or stupid enough to darken the page with his or her timid scribblings. And let me tell you, the big guys don't ease up for anybody. Dostoevsky knows the tortured human spirit, and your only hope is he doesn't use that knowledge on you. And Homer? Homer's the worst. How embarrassing is it to get your ass kicked by a blind guy? So it's Homer, head and shoulders, 1/8 scale, that scares me. Or is it? I mean, how can we really know what Homer looked like? I've never seen his picture on the back of a book. He doesn't do interviews or signing tours. For all I know, I actually own a bust of a Greek fisherman named Stavrakos, whose only contribution to Western culture is that he looks good while pretending to be blind. And as I think about it, the suspicion grows. Am I just another victim of a vast practical joke that Stavrakos and the Greeks are playing on the rest of us? I mean, it looks like they got the high school wrestling coach to pose as Socrates. So as the chuckles of an unknown sculptor echo through the ages and across the miles, I am emboldened. I envision a Greek fisherman's hat on Homer's head. The fear drops away and the words pour out. You see, Homer is terrifying, but Stavrakos, I can play in his league. He smells like fish and stutters, and that story about the one that got away. Please, that was old back when Pericles was asking his dad to borrow the chariot. And that's what it's like to write a story every week. On the good days, it's Stavrakos. On the bad days, it's Homer. And on all the days in between, I just write. Okay, it's time to put the word in the street about the Shaunaki. And I need your help. Don't worry, it doesn't involve wearing a sandwich board or anything. Just a moment of your time. We need to mount an assault on Podcast Alley. They rank podcasts by listener votes, so I'd like everybody to go and vote. If you need directions, you'll find them on the website, goodwordsrightorder.com. I've also made a little 60-second promo, which goes something like this. Actually, it goes exactly like this. My name is Patrick McLean, and every week I write and produce The Shaunaki. It's a podcast that takes its name from a Celtic word meaning storyteller. And to give you an idea of what it's like, I've written a 28-second episode. It's called Rusty Bender. The Tin Man goes out drinking with a scarecrow and wakes up in the cornfield covered in dew. And he realizes the reason the scarecrow always drinks him under the table is that his belly is filled with straw. Alcohol-soaked straw. So he creaks off in search of a match. He's going to show that scarecrow. If a good story sounds like something you're interested in, then please check out The Shaunaki at goodwordsrightorder.com. If you have a podcast and would like to include the promo, I'd appreciate it. I'll even reciprocate. If I've got time, I'll even write a promo for you. I'll be sending this promo and info about the Shaunaki to a bunch of top-rated podcasts. But if you, as listeners, wanted to drop an email to your favorite podcast and pimp the Shaunaki, I think that would just add fuel to the fire. I welcome all questions, comments, suggestions, and I even take requests. So please, don't be shy. For the Shaunaki, I'm Patrick McLean.
Focus could have.